I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and maybe it's a little bit early to be talking about New Year's Eve, but it's definitely not too early to buy a ticket for the Helping Hands Food Bank's annual fundraiser, which is a dinner and entertainment package that aims to get 2022 off to a spectacular start. And this is your heads up. There are only 250 tickets available, and they will go fast. So joining us now, one of the masterminds of Helping Hands New Year's Gala, Lance Mitchell. Hello, Lance.
Oh, come on. Hey, what's going on, Shelly?
It's really good to see you and talk to you again. Yeah, I know. This event of yours, it has everything. It has comedy, it has local music, and it has a show-stopping headliner. So tell the good people all about it.
Well, I'm happy. We're trying to help out the Helping Hands. We're having the dinner. We've got two great comedians, Corin and Alicia. They will be doing the dinner from 7 to 8. Then 8 o'clock, we have Sherry Patterson. She's going to do a couple of songs, as well as Eliza Valentine is going to do a couple of songs. And then we're going to have Brown Sugar. And then we're going to have the Supremes to rock us out for the new year. But we will be having dinner, and it will be surf and turf, sirloin steak. I think they call it shrimp Diablo, mashed potatoes, salad, and then double thunder chocolate.
Wow, who's doing the food?
Cake. The TK McGuire's is doing the food.
Nice. Shrimp Diablo is one of my favorite meals, actually. So that's a great addition to the menu.
Oh, man. It's going to be off the chain. And so we're trying to do this to get Helping Hands some money so they can keep their doors open. And I have a good feeling about it, and I think it's going to be well. I'm looking forward to seeing the show from the Supremes and all the other talent as well.
Yeah, and it's all for a good cause, as you mentioned. Proceeds benefit Helping Hands of Juneau. What sort of services does Helping Hands provide?
So Helping Hands feeds Juneau families twice a week. I think it is Tuesdays and Fridays at the Schweitzer Rec Center in the middle of Schweitzer, where families can come and they can get bread or meat or cheese or yogurt or vegetables to help kind of help supplement their food costs for people that can't afford it.
And what's your connection to Helping Hands? How did you get involved with them and with this event?
I did a couple of events for them before, and this is the next one. This is my my pet, my baby. So I kind of look out for them and help them as much as I can.
So, Lance, I've known you for a few years now, and it seems like you've been talking about this show almost the entire time we've known each other. I know it's something you've really wanted to do, and you've been really excited to bring the ladies of the former Supremes to town, especially Sherry Payne and Susie Green. How does it feel to finally have this on the calendar?
It's scary because it's really expensive to do all this. So I just hope everything pans out. but I'm scared, excited, and but I believe that it's going to help. It's going to help them a tremendous amount. So I'm down for it. And I think it'll be very, very positive thing that people can do with their families on New Year's Eve in a safe setting, you know.
Absolutely. And, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got.
Well, I know it's a big concert, but I also know that you have wanted to do this for a long time, and I just want to commend you on your perseverance. I was so excited to see that I was going to get to talk to you about this today, because I was like, yes, Lance finally made it happen. So congratulations.
Thank you. I try to do the best I can.
The event will be held at Centennial Hall on Friday, December 31st. It starts at 7 p.m. and goes until 2022. So I'm really also pleased that we're able to have an event like this finally, but will masks and proof of vaccination be required, or what will be required of attendees?
Yeah, so as of right now, masks are required, but the whole thing is only for vaccinated people. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. But as the numbers drop, the city said that I can revisit it again, but it's probably going to be vaccinated only. So that's
the way it is.
I don't know what to say, because I, of course, want everybody to be able to come. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing that I can do, you know, as far as that. That just seems to be the way of the world, you know. Everybody wants people to be vaccinated. So, you know, I don't know what to say about that.
Well, you're not alone. A lot of events, a lot of live events that want to be more than, I think, whatever the limit is right now for the city, 20 people or something indoors, are in the same boat. So, you know, I don't think people will be surprised to find out that they'll need to have their proof of vaccination to attend the event. So, and as you said, you can revisit it when it gets closer to time. We just don't know what's going to happen. And I certainly can't predict the future.
That's true. And if the levels drop, then people will be able to go without their masks, vaccinated. That's what they told me yesterday. But as of now, it would have to be masks, because the zones haven't gone down, right? Isn't that zone?
Right.
Zone three, right? Yeah.
As far as I know, I haven't heard the latest if anything's changed in the last day.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you want to say about the event? Again, it's going to be on New Year's Eve at Centennial Hall. There will be dinner. There will be Juno comedians Corin Hughes-Scandies and Alicia Hughes-Scandies, songs by Sherry Patterson, Eliza Valentine, and Brown Sugar. And the headliners, former Ladies of the Supremes, Sherry Payne and Susie Green. Anything else you want to share before we say goodbye today?
No, thanks. Thanks for listening. And please come on down on New Year's Eve and party with the Supremes and all of us.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can get them back on the show. They were on an episode of Culture Rich Conversations with Juno Black Awareness Association, Sherry and Susie. Yeah. And I think they had one other person with them. And they were so much fun to listen to. So if you... If they're interested, give us a call. We'd love to interview them.
Well, I think we're going to try and get them to interview. Today just was a bad day.
Yeah, no worries. All right, Lance Mitchell, one of the organizers of this year's Helping Hands New Year's benefit. Thanks for coming on the show to tell us about the needs in our community, and I hope this fundraiser helps to fill some of those gaps.
All right, thank you guys for having me.
Take care, Lance.